everybody, back to the musical radio. And right here, we're going on with our country station. Oh, yeah, country part. Yeah. So you get your dosing of musical and country all the same place. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, really, my name right now is Country Panini. Oh, yeah. So, however you want to say that, I don't care how you say it, but hey, you gotta say it somehow. Also, we got some greatest musicals coming your way. You got the best, the brightest, and some of them you'll find on a different station. Oh yeah, but no, but in all seriousness though, we got the best, we got the greatest, and we got the most unknown projects, but these are good projects though, not bad. So, for this next half hour, I'm gonna be your host, I'm gonna be helping you through this next time, and actually, so, without further ado, the one that hit the stage a little bit a while ago, but is a little bit weird, I'll just put it that way, it's different. It actually came up with a lot of criticism when it first came out, but it's actually gotten a lot better. So, hey, here we go, let's give it a shot. If you want to hear it, if you want to hear it again, give it a thumbs up after the end of the call. Give it a thumbs up or thumbs it down to not hear this ever again in this segment. Alright, so let's hit with the new greatest sensation musical ever to hit Broadway. It is the one and only production of The Wandering Man.
Fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she'd come with a basket full of chicken and a big old jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up the throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. Said she's got a dream and I asked what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or to pick up trucks. But if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Will you stop singing that stupid song?
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, you've been singing the same song about 2 dozen times.
You have to admit, it is really catchy. I think this song might just be a hit someday.
Just give it up. That song will never be a hit. Never.
So, how much longer till we reach the next town? I'm starting to get a little bit thirsty.
Well, according to my map, we should reach it within the hour.
Oh, good. So when we get there, you want to hit up the saloon?
You know it.
Yes. We just passed a sign that said the town was just up ahead. Hey, Charles, I'll race you to it.
Okay, you're on. Usual bet.
Yep, the loser has to buy the drinks.
Okay, see you there.
Oh, hey, wait, wasn't ready.
All right, I won. Okay, pay up.
You only won because you cheated.
Stop being a big baby and pay up.
Fine. I wonder where all the people ran off to.
This might be a ghost town.
Well, if that's the case, then let's see if they have anything left in the saloon.
Yeah, free drinks. Ah, looks like someone's in there.
Let's see if they can tell us about what's going on with this town.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde shrimp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruit, a little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. White trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably jabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom cologne. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up all-wheel drive.
That song was amazing, and by the way, what is your name, miss?
Oh, brother, here we go again.
The name is Lizzie Claymore. By the way, mister, keep it in your pants.
Ooh, burn!
So, who might you guys be?
Oh, sorry about that, how rude of me. I'm Jacob Strongberg, and the idiot right next to me is my sidekick, Charles Perlinski.
So what brings you guys to town?
Nothing really, we were just passing through. So what is the deal with this town? Is it deserted or something?
You could say that. We're having a little problem with bandits, but I'm sure you don't want to hear about it.
No, go on. I wouldn't mind hearing about it.
Well, this all started about 2 or 3 months ago. They came into town and killed the sheriff and deputy right in cold blood. Before they left town, they killed so many people right in cold blood, it was horrible. They also kidnapped the mayor's daughter, Mistress Lena, and demanded a ransom of $1 million within 4 months, or they were going to kill her.
You ever try rescuing her?
Yeah, we sent about 5 different rescue parties to try and rescue her, but all of them were killed every time. This bandit has the best shot from around the country, and that's if he can get past his man. Taking this crazy madness isn't gonna be easy. He is a skilled shot unless you can surprise him, but good luck with that. So, you see our dilemma. Now, I'm not gonna bore you with any more details. I shall just be getting going. Nice to meet you two.
Hey, wait a minute. I believe we can help you.
Oh, really? What makes you think you can take him down?
Well, for your information, I am the wandering man who strikes fear into the hearts of evildoers. So I will rescue that woman from the clutches of the evil crazed menace.
Don't worry. Most of this is in his head.
Let me see. The wandering man. Nope. Can't say I ever heard of you.
Like I said, all in his mind.
But if you're willing to help us out, we would really appreciate it. The thing is, though, we wouldn't be able to pay you anything.
I ask for nothing. Knowing that you guys are safe is reward enough for...
Well, you guys are either the dumbest guys in the world or you're just that good.
Just one more question for you. Which way is his hideout?
Well, his hideout is west from here, just a few miles out of town.
Thank you, Lizzie, for being so helpful.
Whatever. And by the way, I don't date dogs.
Oh, burn! Struck out 2 times, 1 day, same girl. Gotta be a new record.
Let's go. I need to take care of this crazed menace.
Okay, right after you, lover boy.
Might as well sing just to pass some time. But
I'm crawling back one day, and I'll turn to him and say, go away, you B-A-S-T-A-R-D.
Well, hello there, little lady. How are you doing today?
I've been doing fine.
Well, the men really enjoyed your singing.
Good, I'm glad.
They liked it so much. I just might keep you around so you can sing for them all day long.
Get off me!
Well, well. Looks like I had a change of heart. I think I might just kill you for the fun of it. Oh, look here. At this fine calendar. You only have about 3 weeks left to live. That is unless you want to marry me and become wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. So, what do you say?
No, I would never marry you, you disgusting pig.
Fine. See you in 2 weeks, for your death will be at my hand.
So how do you suggest we get in there, old fearless leader?
Well, we're going to need a distraction. So, Charles, you're up.
Distraction. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why do I have to be the distraction?
Well, for one, you're faster than me. And for two, I don't want a bullet messing up this face. It's all I got.
Oh, yes, we wouldn't want to mess up your face or nothing. So how do you suggest we distract them, then?
Well, what about your plan, Bedresser?
I am not going to dress up like a woman again. Last time it worked a little too well.
Well, then, why don't you come up with something?
Okay, I got it. I'll be right back. Here's some dynamite. You're gonna need it.
Okay. Just don't get yourself killed.
Hello, everyone. Gather around. Got a surprise for y'all.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. By wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire,
Hey, guys, catch!
What is with all this racket? Oh, I see. Well, this is unexpected. Who are you, and what do you want?
The name is the Wandering Man, and I've come for the woman.
Wait, what woman? You have to be more specific. I have endangered the lives of countless many women.
Her name is, Hey, Charles! What was her name again?
Her name was Mistress Lena.
That's right. Her name is Mistress Lena.
Oh, her. Well, I'll give her to you if you can beat me in a draw. Oh, and just to let you know, I've never lost a draw. Ever.
Well, then, let me be the first to beat you, then.
Okay, then. At the count of three, we draw. And the stakes are, if I beat you, and, well, I get to kill you and your friend. And if you beat me, then you'll be able to get the girl. Sound fair?
That's fine. I agree to your wager.
Wait a minute. Who gave you liberty to bet my life?
Well, if you don't want to risk your life, then you better get out of here before this draw starts.
No, I'm going to stay here and make sure you win.
He can't help you. It's against the rules.
I'm only going to interfere in case you decide to shoot him for the count of three.
Fine, fine, fine. I won't cheat. So, in 3, 2, 1, draw! What is this? You shot me? No, there's no way you can beat me. No way.
I told you I was going to beat you. Now you're coming with me back to town so the townspeople can decide what to do with you.
I don't think so. I shall be seeing you again, wandering stranger. And next time, I will kill you.
You just gonna let him get away like that?
Yeah, I am. And plus, we have to go rescue the mistress, and I'll finally get my kiss.
Don't count on it the way your luck has been going.
How funny. Let's go get her.
Both Jacob and Charles both saved the girl from the dark prison. And yes, Jacob still didn't get his kiss. After they got Mistress Lena back to the town, just as soon as they appeared in the town, they left. And as they were riding into the sunset, Jacob asked Charles a very important question.
Hey, Charles, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go for it.
When you were distracting those guards back there, where did those backup singers come from?
What backup singers?
Man, look at that thing go, man. It is amazing. That whole thing was just like, what? Yeah. But no, seriousness though, in all seriousness, I actually have to be going now. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this thing. Either give it a yet, a thumbs up, or a thumbs down, as I said in the beginning of the program. So remember, this is your radio musical radio. Yeah. Alright. So, country, I'm going off right now. So, see you guys later.